It was one dangerous-looking path.
This is Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Story time. My wife and I were going for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a walking challenge, trying to get 100 miles this summer. And so we're doing that kind of daily.
You know,
get a mile or two here and there. Mm-hmm. And we walk around a lake in our community a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, trucking around it. Well, this lake has a resident flock of geese.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine some of the hazards they leave behind or just are.
Yeah.
And they're at the stage where they've all just had, they've had their goslings.
Mm-hmm.
The goslings went from the cute fluff ball stage to the chicken-sized fluff ball stage to now they almost look like full-grown geese.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can fly yet, but they look like they should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming around the lake. We're heading down the path, and there are geese on both sides of the path. And they're like in their, the dads are in their guard mode, so they're kind of standing, you
mm-hmm.
know, with their heads up, and we can take this wide detour or just go straight down in the middle
mm-hmm.
of the path. I'm like, Chris, get behind me. We're going through.
We're going in.
And that's what we did. We went straight down the middle, me looking all huge, and of course I got a couple and they hiss at me as we
mm-hmm.
walk by. Just stay right behind me if they attack. I'll do something. I'll run is what it'll probably do. But we walked through. We got all the way through. The geese didn't. They just stayed in there on their sides, and we went through and did our thing, and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it reminds me, like, when you're going through life and you hit a tough patch, God stands in front and says, get behind me. I got this.
Nice.
Here's Yes He Can from Kane, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.